This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Matt and Matt.
Bonding. James Bonding.
Wait, that's not it.
It's close enough.
Hi, Emily.
Hi, hello. How's
Welcome.
Thanks.
Yeah, there's two of us.
I don't hear you as much as I want to hear you.
I want to hear you more all the time.
Matt and...
Oh, that's better.
Matt.
That was better.
Matt and Matt
are bonding. Shaken.
We're not just bonding with each other, Emily. We're bonding with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Over the 20-second bond feature.
That's right.
Quantum of Solace.
The much maligned.
Much maligned.
Yeah.
Just, it's a combination of words, that title.
I can talk about that.
Let's do it.
You want to talk about that title?
Well, yeah, we got to, here's how we jump into this, Emily. We got to talk to you about your relationship with James Bond over the years.
That's a very, it's going to be short.
That's fine.
We take all comers here.
I mean, I appreciate that because I remember watching some Dalton when I was a kid and having confusing feelings in my lady parts.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
You found him kind of attractive?
And the sex scenes are obviously like
sure.
super hot.
Yeah.
And somehow not that filthy. Like, they do a great job.
Yeah.
And then, so that was pretty much it.
Sure.
And then, Pierce Brosnan?
Yeah.
I remember I was in a very anti-consumerism phase, I think, when the big one came out where they were like, and it's got the car and the watch that goes with it.
And
I was like, consumer bastards. Look at these sheep.
I wasn't into them at that time either.
Yeah.
I would say that you got out of that phase.
Certainly. I certainly got out of that phase.
Emily's appearance, of course, brought to you by Heineken.
I do look like
She's wearing
right
an
now.
Omega watch.
It's very good.
Gabbana
yeah.
slippers.
I only wear Prada. I actually did buy a Helmut Lang dress, and I was like, this is it.
Wow.
I've done it. I never
You've
need to
made
do
it.
Anything else.
She's wearing that now.
I have not.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Nice.
I wear it every day. It's in tatters at this point.
It's like Marge. Marge's Chanel dress that she found on discount and then re-sewed every which way possible.
Cause it was it's a Franken dress.
Yeah.
And then I've seen like the Daniel Craig ones. I've seen all of those in the theater. But yeah. I go to the theater.
That's pretty nice.
I see films.
I've seen them in the opera.
Oh, speaking of opera.
Speaking of Wyatt, when are they going to do James Bond opera? I'm into that. That was a joke, but I
will.
But there was an opera in this one.
There was.
That's right.
Yeah, there's so much.
Oh, if
there's
ever
so...
there was a Kickstarter need.
So your favorite James Bond is Timothy Dalton. We're just declaring that.
I would say that.
Wow.
Yeah.
That you may be the only one, but I like him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's fine. I just have a very I have a childlike
I don't care
appreciation.
For him.
No,
you don't
not
like
so much?
Him?
I don't care for it.
Oh, why don't you like
him? I always felt like he was he's fine.
He's fine.
I think the problem was less with him and more with the scripts being so dark.
Yeah, maybe the script.
Although I like Living Daylights.
The movies don't fit him, and he doesn't fit his movies.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, is that right? See, I would as a kid, you're just like, well, like he looked good.
Well, I mean, when we get back to Timothy Dalton, when we finally get there, we'll invite you back on. You can talk about
your all thoughts the feelings and how your relationship
so many
progressed.
Well, it's going to be like your podcast. You and Camille desperately want to start because yes. the people you have crushes on when you're a kid.
Yeah. We have a Camille and I have a podcast we've never done that we want to do called Camille and Matt Spank Bank.
Can I
Camille and Matt Spank Bank.
Very jazzy. Where
those.
We would just sort of talk about like the ladies.
The Price is Right.
Sure. Sure. Yeah.
That's a great one.
Yeah. Oh, I had it bad. Pippi Longstocking. I had a thing for
that's okay.
That.
That's okay. Yeah. My weirdest one, I think, would be Gina Davis in A League of Their Own.
Oh, she was so pretty.
That got
her
me
makeup.
Going for some reason.
Her
that
makeup
got me
looked
going.
So good in that movie. Though.
Oh my God, she looks so.
She was stunning.
So beautiful. Yeah.
I really had a thing for Billy Ocean. When I was
really?
A kid, that no one understood.
I don't even
no
think
one.
I knew what he looked like.
Did you ironically have him in your dreams?
I guess maybe.
And also in your car?
I think maybe I thought Romancing the Stone was really hot. And then, because there's a sex scene in that that I remember being like, yeah, that's the one I'm going to keep for later.
Uh-huh.
And then maybe I transferred that to the video. I don't know.
That's fair.
I don't know what I did.
I like it. I like it.
When
there's
the
a.
It's tough.
What do we get?
Tough. Good.
We got
Blondie was my first.
Oh,
I used to carry around a transistor radio just to hear Call Me and put it up to my ear. Like, no headphones or anything. Just put it up to my ear. I'm riding around on my bike and I just stop my bike and
have a moment.
Sit
there
so
and go,
cute.
Like, I don't know what I'm. I know I'm feeling something.
Something.
I know it's right, but I don't know what it is.
Biologically, it feels correct.
Yes.
She's a good one. That's a hot one.
That's really. That's good of you to be so secure with your. Feelings that you would stop the bike ride.
Well, I didn't want to bother anybody.
With your boner? With your bike boner?
It was more safety than anything else.
What happened to him? Oh, he was riding his bike with the transistor radio up to his
Blondie again.
All right. So, listen, Matt and I, we welcome everyone, regardless of their relationship with James Bond.
Yeah, thank this you. Is an open sect church. And
yeah.
No am denominations.
Am I the least Bondian Bond?
No, I don't think so.
No,
you're ahead of Jonah.
Yeah, you are ahead of Jonah.
Yeah,
in most
many
things.
Ways.
In most things.
But next week we're having on Allie and Georgia, who have never seen one.
Good luck, you guys.
Yeah.
Good luck with you.
Yeah.
May the luck of the Lord. They're two of my best friends. May the luck of the Lord be
really?
With you. Yeah.
We've also talked about having our two girlfriends on just to talk about dating someone
that's a fun
that's
idea.
Bond.
Yeah. I like that.
There's lots
and yours,
happen.
Your girlfriend isn't necessarily a Bond fan.
No,
mine either. Yeah,
not even.
I thought you were gonna be like, you're not calling her your girlfriend.
Right.
Well, we live together in a committed relationship, but no, you're right.
I will accept consort.
Is there a common law girlfriend?
And does she like Bond? How does she feel?
So this is Quantum Solace, the direct sequel to Casino Royale.
Yeah.
So direct that it picks up minutes after Casino Royale ends.
Only time it's ever happened.
I'm not a fan of that.
You don't like that?
Because I did, and everyone on Twitter, because I tweeted that I was watching it for you.
Yeah.
I did not mention you. I should have. I'm so sorry.
It's not so right.
You didn't ask me.
I mean, I asked.
Yeah. When I tweeted it, everyone was like, you should watch it right after you watch Casino Royale. You got to. And I'm like, I don't have
they
that kind of time.
Tweet in that voice?
Yes. That's how I hear everybody tweet for me. It's really not okay.
I said this in the past. I didn't realize that until maybe last year when I wanted to, before Skyfall came out, I was like, I should rewatch the last two.
Oh, yeah.
And when I did that, obviously, I watched them very close to each other, and I was like, holy shit, much better that way.
They are much better that way.
Much, much, much better that way.
Because I'm kind of like, how many girls has he been with? And this is the one that's tearing it down? This is the
Eva
one?
Eva Green is so hot.
She's very stunning. Vesper? Yeah.
Vesper Lynn. Is so
I don't
so want to
spoil
hot.
Anything for our lists in the final rundown, but she's very high up on
the list. Oh, you guys have a list of Bond babes?
Well, we're going to. Yeah. We have to
Bond
we have
babes,
to accumulate
Bond
them
felon.
All.
Yeah.
Before we do the wrap
Rob
up.
Rob Stark's wife was in this one from Game of Thrones. Did you guys see that?
Oh, is
she's
it?
She's the one that's kind of getting raped toward the end, and then
that's her.
Yeah, that is her. That's
with the weird awkward panty shot.
Yeah,
excuse me.
Such an awkward panty shot.
Yeah, I don't understand.
So sorry.
Kind of getting raped.
She does it.
That was the definition of a going to get raped. Until the hotel blew up.
Until the hotel blew up, yes. But I feel like they showed that the panties just to show
that was
us
awkward.
Nothing, no penetration
oh,
happened.
Is that what they were showing
that's
us?
That's my what I got out
I
of
hope
it. They
so.
Wanted us to see that no penetration happened.
I thought it was almost like...
It was so fetishy.
It's like titillation for the other... Like, I felt part of the rape when I saw that.
It's a little
you know,
gross. It was a little gross. But that's what I rationalized that they were doing by showing that. But
this is good we do this because we sort things out, you know?
That's Well, listen, I noticed the shot as well. And I just thought, oh, I'm glad she's wearing underwear. That's literally what I thought. That was my thought process.
I mean, if you've seen Game of Thrones, you've seen her naked. Spoiler
alert.
Yeah,
that's true. I didn't realize that was her.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
She's very pretty. I think she's gorgeous.
Yeah. He's gonna hold up the transistor radio of this podcast, stop his bike and go, that is her, huh?
Call me.
She's gonna go back to Whittier and ride her bike.
See my panties. Call me.
Panty line, call me.
That would have been better.
Yeah, there you go.
Sorry, thank you for that.
All right, let's kick it off. Here we go. Quantum of Solace, everybody.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Cold open this time.
Yeah.
The best car chase in a Bond movie.
It's great.
It's a good car chase.
Also, is this the artiest Bond film there is?
I didn't realize that until I started watching this.
Is it?
I think it's
beautiful.
What it lacks in humor, it makes up for in some great shots.
It lacks a lot of humor.
It does.
I like the color palette of this film.
It's gorgeous.
I can talk to you a little about this. Did you know about this? That the director, Mark Forster, this is why I think he may be the artiest of the Bond films.
I love it. I'm listening.
His action set pieces, he based on the four elements.
Oh.
So Earth is the first one. They drive through the quarry.
Yeah.
Then it's water with the boat chase.
Love
beautiful.
It.
Air with up with the ocean. And fire in the hotel at the end.
I love it.
Yeah.
That's great.
Now, I don't know if that's at all necessary or important.
No. This is the kind of insight people are listening to this podcast for.
Okay.
Believe it or not.
The air one was when they were both fighting on those like crane things that were moving around. The two.
No, the air is the
airplane.
The airplane.
No, air, but you fair mean, enough.
He said ocean.
He did say
he
ocean.
Said ocean.
I was kind of glad.
They are on the ocean.
They're not on the ocean.
Usually you don't say air ocean.
When they have the boat.
But that was water.
Yeah, but then you said air with the over the ocean, and then I was like,
"Did I?
What movie did he watch?"
I can't get Billy Ocean out of my head right now.
Neither can I.
Yeah,
you guys should put him in your cars.
Queen.
Put him in your cars.
Yeah. Now we're sharing the same dream. Love that song.
I did a couple things I didn't enjoy about the, or one thing I didn't enjoy about the car chase.
Yeah.
The need to subtitle the Italian police.
Yeah, that's
like,
not necessary.
Yeah,
we get what you're saying.
We get it.
Can also hear you say Aston Martin and Alfa Romeo.
Yeah.
Same in both languages.
Assume that we understand. We're going to extrapolate.
It's not like he's saying, this guy's so fucking hot, follow me.
Take Quarry Road East to Basalt Road West.
Fellas!
When I saw this first time, I found this the geography and the logistics of this car chase a little hard to follow. I felt it was a little too Bourne Identity. And then now I'm watching it knowing exactly what's going on, and I'm loving it. I have to say I'm loving
it. I did back this scene up and watch it again because I was watching it. When I watched it on my laptop, it's so easy to ignore a movie on a laptop. I know, it's terrible, but it's what I had to do for you guys.
Yeah.
Well,
so
I had this movie on my laptop and then watched another James Bond movie on the TV while I was doing it. That's...
I want that to be true.
Maybe.
It might be true.
But no, I this is a pretty intense, fucking just full-size cars getting hit. I remember when they were filming this, if I remember correctly, correct me if I'm wrong, someone died.
No, the car got pushed over the side.
Mm-hmm.
But I think a stuntman died, but it wasn't involved.
But he's not important.
He was in a car accident or something unrelated to the scene.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
You would think if anything, a stuntman would survive a car accident.
I know.
They know how to loosen it. And,
loosen it. Welcome to Emily Gordon's stunt school. I'm going to turn this over to Emily. We're going to tell you about car crashes today. Emily, go.
Guys, just loosen it.
You know when a baby falls out a window, it doesn't tense up? You got to do that.
They're so stupid. They don't know to tense up. They don't know what's happening.
Be a stupid stunt.
Congratulations. You all certified stunt people. Pay us at the door. We do not accept checks. PayPal is accepted.
And Bitcoin.
We are looking into Bitcoin. We have not yet figured that out.
We do not know what that is quite yet, but once we figure it out, we will take it, I think.
My kids are yelling at me about this Bitcoin. Somebody bought a Porsche. I'm into it. I'm looking into it. I don't know what's going to happen. But in the meantime, we have Square. They take a little over 2%. But, it's good. It's I get 2%. It. You get it. I get it. We both get it.
Long story short, thanks for coming to Brooklyn Stunts. All right?
Next week, we work with Tigers.
Brooklyn Stunts. Emily Gordon's Brooklyn Stunts.
Not a lot of the industry here, but we do some things on the side.
Boardwalk Empire. We do all Boardwalk Empire. That's right. Us.
Yeah. We totally got that us. One half-faced guy for reals.
Tyga school week has been ill-attended since Life of Pi. I'm not sure what happened there. I guess the guy came out of a computer. I don't know if it was a real tiger.
All the tigers came out of the computer.
God, I missed The Godfather.
So.
The car chase is amazing.
Car chase is, it's
and
beautiful.
It's just like frenetic or something because there's no special gimmick. He just dispatches with these guys with just a machine. They're
just
shooting him with a bigger machine gun and he just happens to get him at the right time.
The thing I don't quite get is his, let me grab the seatbelt on this side.
You gotta get. You could have fallen out
that
door because the door was already gone.
Oh,
by
I didn't
then,
notice
right?
that.
Isn't that rad though that the
yeah.
fucking door
yeah,
comes off
door
because
was...
he almost gets stabbed
yeah.
to death by a truck?
Yeah.
It's pretty great. It's pretty great.
This time I noticed more clearly that that truck gets rammed into the wall, which pushes that beam out,
yeah.
which then takes his door off.
Yeah,
it's just a logistical cause and effect dream.
It's like ballet. It's like a ballet.
Yeah,
it really is a ballet of just some steel. It's a
bullshit.
Ballet of Italian and British motors.
Welcome to Brooklyn Ballet.
Today we will pirouette. I got to look that up.
Grand jeté.
Grand oh, Batma.
So we then see our first title,
yeah.
which is of where we are. Siena,
oh,
Italy.
Yeah, Siena, Italy. That's right.
I liked the way they wrote down. I liked the way they put the graphic up of where they were
in the title, incorporated
into what we're looking
visuals,
at. Yeah,
which also confuses me when they go to Haiti and they go to the hotel and that sign is hanging up, but it's a real sign.
It is
I'm
a real
thinking,
sign.
Yeah. They're doing it again, and then I'm really embarrassed to find out they're not.
But no one knew until just now when you told us. So.
I know.
You were just embarrassed to yourself.
Jesus. Yeah. Is this
so
over?
he pulls into a underground Italy.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
There's so much catacombs going on over
yeah.
there.
Yeah, a lot yeah. of catacombs.
Could we briefly talk about the sound design? I mean, if we're being
yes.
honest and we're among friends here.
We are.
We're among friends.
This is an RE film. So in this car chase, the sound comes in and out.
Mm-hmm.
And in the boat chase, it happens too.
Yeah.
It's subtle, but Jesus Christ, are you in town? Because get out of town. I mean, it's
where are you right now?
You know what? I'm coming into town. I'm coming into town so I can leave.
Okay.
U-turn.
Why is this the one we're using Brooklyn accents on?
I know.
That was my fault. I started it.
I
apologize.
Started.
I apologize.
I don't blame you.
I was just running Emily's stunt school.
Someone's gotta.
He goes underground. At this point, does he... What happens? Do the credits roll before he pulls Mr. White out of the trunk?
No. He pulls... He opens
he
the
opens
trunk.
The trunk and sees him.
Yeah.
And says, what does he say? Time to get out?
Something
yeah,
very
something,
clever.
Something
yeah. dry.
Yeah, something to that
droll.
Effect.
And then
this is
freezes.
Your stop?
Yeah.
It was.
How did you enjoy your ride?
I loved that, though.
Yeah.
I loved that.
I did, too.
That was as solid an opening as the end of Casino Royale was an ending, where he takes him out in the knees and then.
It's a nice little.
Then I just felt kind of bad for the guy for being in the trunk during all that. That's got to be so scary.
Oh, but. Do
he's
you remember Casino Royale? He's a bad
he's
man.
He's a bad man.
Well, if you tell me he's bad, I'll be like, okay cool, that's fine. Torture.
Although he doesn't kill Bond, so he's not.
Well,
he's pragmatic.
Here's what happens after that.
Yeah.
Bottom three James Bond songs of all time.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I'm not a
you guys,
I'm not a huge fan.
I was like, who the fuck is this? What?
Yeah.
Who is doing this?
You don't know when Alicia Keys is singing and when Jack White is singing.
I completely
so
forgot about this song's existence.
Yeah. It's so bad. And what's funny, I went and turned on, like I just put on some music, and the song that came on was A View to a Kill by Duran Duran, and I was like, this is what I'm saying. Like,
yeah.
How do you compare mm-hmm. these two songs?
No,
View
don't.
To a Kill is one of the best songs, period.
It's the only number one Bond song.
It deserved it.
Mm-hmm.
That Adele one's pretty good.
That was yeah. I was in the Paris casino. In Las Vegas last week, and View to a Kill was playing, and I was like, this makes sense.
Dance
I'm right under
the
fake Eiffel Tower.
So this song,
yeah,
we've talked about this on the show before.
Yes,
I have
course.
A frustration when the theme of the song is not incorporated into the goddamn score of the movie. And,
oh, I see. Yeah, yeah, that makes
yeah.
sense.
And this was a
can
late
you blame
ad.
Him?
Well, this was a late ad, because I think Amy Winehouse was
died.
Dead. And
done.
She was slated to do this, and 11th Hour had to pull out for various reasons.
So many reasons.
So they put this in.
One
but,
big one.
Have you noticed in the score they have that? Ba-da-da-da-da.
Mm-hmm.
So that song was written for Shirley Bassey, and you can look it up. It's called No Good About Goodbye. And
what?
alternate theme for this movie.
That was the alternate theme?
That was going to be the theme that David Arnold wrote.
That makes more sense. The first of all, the title of that song makes a lot more sense.
Yeah.
She's thinking about is saying goodbye to Tits McGee.
And your anger. Yep. All of your anger.
Yeah.
All of your rage. Say goodbye.
Guys, I just spent $1.29 on the song.
I was going to do it if you didn't, so I'm glad that you did.
I have it on my phone.
Doesn't matter. Right. Matt just spent $1. The song is called Another Way to Die.
I would say it's my ringtone. It's more my hang-up tone.
I'm going to go now. And they're like, no, me first. Me first. This is the worst thing I've ever heard. It doesn't make sense with the movie. It's not. It doesn't feel sexy or classy. Yeah.
The lyrics are
very Jack White guitar, obviously.
But it's like...
And there's like a scat portion that's not in the movie, that's in the single.
They should get Primus to do the next one.
I know, they should.
Yeah, it gets real jazzy in a second here.
Yeah.
Got a pump up. Well, how long is this?
Lord Jesus.
This is the single. Another player with the chinga chonga dooga baba giga dooba dee.
Scooby dee baba doo. They don't go well together.
No.
They're both great. They don't go well together.
Yeah,
what is happening? Were they in the same room ever?
Don't know.
I'm not about to double dip
today. I'm not about to double dip inside my Peter Parker super than the awesome blossom.
James Bond is angry and avenging love.
How do we get this thing sponsored where we're eating?
Matt just described the Outback menu.
I would eat an Outback right now so hard.
Yeah, they have these new steak sliders.
They do?
Yeah, they do.
When have you been there recently?
With my girlfriend's
family. Let's hear this. What is going on? It's always with a family. It is never a choice.
At Applebee's, Chili's, any of them.
Ironically, Olive Garden, you can go there by yourself because when you're there.
Yeah. Whenever you don't see me, I'm there. I come from and go to Olive Garden.
We were discussing... If you're homeless and you find $15, what's like your best bet? And I think your best bet is to go to Olive Garden because you get the unending pasta bowl with a soup and salad.
Disagree.
And Kumail is like, they're not going to let you sit there.
Yeah.
They're not going to let you. I think if you cleaned up a little.
I think the $15 move is to get 15 delicious 99-cent items from McDonald's. That's the move.
I don't know.
I feel like unending, though.
Wow.
Doesn't unending feel more than 15?
Well, I mean, for that...
What about Golden Corral Buffet?
Exactly.
Like
and they would welcome you.
A hometown buffet.
They would welcome you with open arms.
Your step up, sir. Come on in.
We've been waiting.
We've been waiting for someone.
Sir.
We just want someone to be here.
Sir, we have a seat for you. It's over here in Homeless Town. What? No, don't worry about it. And there's a whole... Okay, so let's talk visually this opening credit sequence. Not a big fan.
It's a little sandy at times.
Yes, it's very sandy. Mm-hmm. In crotches. Like, there's too many open crotches in sand.
Yeah.
It makes me uncomfortable, you know?
I think everything about an open crotch makes Matt Gorley uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah.
Generally, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Close your crotches, everyone.
Close it.
Close them.
Don't take my picture.
Business.
That's
no.
No.
Yeah, I don't like... I'm not a huge fan of opening credit sequences that feature heavy amount of James Bond.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you look for? Because I just think they're all magical. Because
they're
to me, like as a kid, I was like
music videos. Yes.
I would just watch this. Can I just watch this the whole time?
They're special.
Yeah, they really are.
Yeah, I just don't like him playing so prominently. I know he does it in Skyfall. It's pretty heavy, Daniel Craig.
Yeah, and Casino Royale.
Casino Royale, that's a cartoon.
You prefer ladies, though?
I prefer like a For Your Eyes Only, like a lady silhouette.
That one's straight up Sheena Easton.
Yeah.
Is it Sheena Easton?
Oh, yeah. Starts with her face.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to watch that. I'll YouTube it.
Oh.
That's cool.
I liked this one okay when it came out, and then rewatching it, I'm not a fan. It's too... It already feels music video dated of its time.
It does feel dated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It feels dated.
It definitely does.
Was this 2008, right?
This is 2008.
Yeah.
So long ago.
Yeah.
It really kind of is.
What are we doing with our lives?
What have we done, guys? We've only made two James Bond movies since then.
Yeah, that's a problem.
This
right
one
there.
And that one.
And no Jurassic Park movies.
Zero Jurassic Park movies.
I don't know what we're doing.
There's one coming.
There is one coming.
Yeah. They're talking about it.
Crossover.
Yeah, so let's talk about this amazing, amazing chase on foot.
Yeah.
I'm so glad they didn't go back to parkour.
God, well, it's...
It's a little parkour, but not as much as...
What I forgot about this, and it's very prominent in Casino Royale.
Casino Royale.
is how much of a beating Daniel Craig takes.
Mm-hmm. And he really...
Just slamming into shit.
The fights are brutal. Like, there was one where he jumped and landed and had to, like, slam into a wall.
Oh, yeah, he fucking slams into that balcony. Yeah.
And I guess that's the sound design thing you're talking about, too. Like, it sounds amazing, even on my laptop.
Yeah. No, really, what did Kumail think when you're sitting there by yourself watching?
He was not even home.
Oh.
And then I'll watch the last 30 minutes with him in the other room. Yeah. Going dung 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 dung. Which I love doing. Whenever I was bored watching this movie, I was going ding 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 ding.
You're like everybody.
You put such an Asian.
She goes more for the original intention of the theme.
Oh, the house of Mr. Biswas. Or,
yeah,
yeah.
Listen, you guys can't put words in my mouth. You don't know what I'm doing.
I know exactly what you're doing. His name's Kumail, and he enjoys the house of Mr. Biswas.
Ding 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 ding.
Yeah. So the. That fight, I gotta say, I that it's amazing. The whole let's fight on ropes thing.
I love it.
It's like Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, but they forgot to take out the ropes.
I got a couple of beefs with this.
I love it. Let's go.
I think maybe I like the fast-paced editing, but you miss some things. You think M gets shot, and I don't think on purpose. I don't think they mean to do that.
Yeah.
Did not think M got shot.
I did. Every time I see it, I still fool myself and just have to believe the lie. And then... When they get to that little bell tower and they fall into that thing, it looks so CG. But the crazy thing is it isn't.
Yeah.
They did that stunt, and then they made it look CG. And oh.
Well, I think they made it look CG just with the color saturation.
Yeah, but that's a problem.
That is a problem.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't find it a problem because I knew going into it that the visual look of this chase scene is very color saturated.
But you know I have a problem with CG in my Bond movies.
I know.
It doesn't sit well.
It doesn't sit well.
Do you guys want a malt ball, by the way?
I do. Okay. I 100%
they're,
do.
They're a little...
Oh, are they disgustingly melted? Oh, cool. Thanks.
I'm good. Good. I'm good.
All right.
You're smart. They're very good.
From the Gamble House in Pasadena.
Oh, well, you didn't say. They were from Doc Brown's home.
Oh, yeah. I learned that today.
What?
Mm-hmm.
You weren't aware of that?
Mm-mm.
You didn't drive by that as a child?
No. Nope.
To try to find and meet Doc Brown?
Mm-mm.
If I was a child out here, I would have done that.
I was listening to Blondie.
But I'm 30.
You did that last week. Yeah.
Every time I go to the Rose Bowl, I'm like, I'm going to see Doc Brown's house.
It's a hell of a fight. And the way it ends with him shooting at the camera.
Come on.
That is gorgeous.
I don't know why they didn't just make the blood.
Where he's hanging. Well, he looks like so badass.
Yeah. He looks amazing.
Yeah. Mm. He knows how to look badass. Mm.
He really does.
He's great.
He's that jaw.
He might look the best in this movie.
I think you're right.
That's what I'm going to go ahead and say.
In that scene and also in the end when he's got his motorcycle jacket zipped up, he looks like Steve McQueen. Come on.
I ordered one.
You did. What? I know you did.
Yeah.
This is what you do.
You ordered a Daniel Craig?
I ordered a Daniel Craig. He's arriving shortly.
Oh, my God.
But yeah, no, he looks really... Also, I will say this. He looks fucking like hell through 60% of this movie.
Yeah.
But he looks great looking
cut,
though. Yeah.
Just like
beat up,
dirty as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
God damn it, he's handsome.
Have you guys talked about your obsession with dressing like James Bond?
Well, I have it more than Matt does.
Yeah. I'm of the mind of I enjoy these movies, but I don't fool myself into thinking I am him.
Sure, so let's get into you then, Myra.
Everyone needs a fat James Bond. Every home should have one. If anyone hears the podcast at that split second, they'll think, how racist is this podcast?
You kind of sound like Deliverance a little bit.
I even wrote Casual Khaki Bond, because that's the next thing we see him in, Casual Khaki. After the fight, we see when he goes to the next stop, but I'm skipping ahead, everybody. Okay, so we've established the fight. Where do you rank it in your James Bond fightdoms?
Oh, man.
This has the best car chase of any James Bond, the worst song of any James Bond, and what I think is the...
You're just talking the rope
is
fight.
Like top 10 fights. I'm not going to put it up in the top 5.
The rope fight?
It's no Russia with Love train cabin.
It's no Russia with Love train cabin. It's also no...
Certainly not.
It's no... It's no Casino Royale.
Casino Royale.
Is this how the podcast got started? Was it you said it that way, and then you said it that way, and then you were like, podcast.
Never. the stairwell fight in Casino Royale? Is that what you
No, talking? I'm talking about the whole parkour situation.
Fuck off, that's the best thing ever.
I love that
it's
parkour
so good.
Fight. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I just didn't want them to redo it, but
God
I love
damn it.
That
when
fight.
He fucking we're going to talk a little bit about Casino Royale right now, but when he fucking bursts through the drywall. Yeah,
and
that's the moment
where he literally does a like yeah. that and does, it doesn't seem odd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what you would do.
That's yeah. the moment in the theater where I was watching that film and I was like,
me too.
I'm on board.
Yeah.
I'm on board 100%. Oh. He just went through that wall.
I got out of the theater at that point so I could go back in.
Did you see it twice in a row? That'd be amazing.
I don't know if I did.
But I don't know if I did. That means you did. Oh.
No. I had friends there. They wouldn't do it.
It's true. Everybody has to be on board.
I would have done it.
Like
I would have done it.
Former friends.
Yeah.
All right. So, fight happens. Go back. Sees a puddle of blood on the floor. No Mr. White. Mm. Find out where M is. Blah, 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 blah. Back at MI6. We are at MI6. We are the MI6, the modern day MI6.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Which I believe is shot at the Barbican or is like right near Royal Shakespeare, like in the just the hub of London where you go see Shakespeare. Also, they're just doing their spy stuff.
Yeah.
Well, you
yeah.
gotta hide in plain sight.
I
you
love
know?
It.
Oh,
I
gotta
do
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I liked that. I liked this sort of high techy. As much as I like the throwback M's office in Skyfall, mm-hmm. I really liked future. M's office
smart
with
table.
The TV, like with the screen on the glass.
Like, bring it up.
Oh, yeah.
Bring up whatever. Bring yeah. up my thoughts.
Yeah.
But favorite line M has ever said.
Ever? In any
ever.
Movie?
In any movie.
Any version of M.
Is when they are at the guy's apartment looking for evidence.
Uh-huh.
She says...
Oh, I know what she... Is it about the flowers?
Yes.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
She says... They have people everywhere. I didn't know that was a thing. Florists use that term.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I loved it.
It yeah. took me a minute. I was like, oh, like she's so dry that I was like, oh, she's like,
yeah.
Yeah. It's, that was a good line.
People say that all the time. They don't actually have people yeah. everywhere.
This is why I want to know who's responsible for that. Is that Paul Haggis? Because he had very little time to work with this before the writer's strike took effect, and then they were kind of screwed.
Oh, is that right?
And
okay.
I think that's
did
why
you
it lacked
read,
so much humor.
Did you read that he handed it in 2 hours before the deadline?
Yeah.
That's Jeez. Amazing. Yeah.
And that I think amazing. Those other guys are just responsible for the plot stuff.
I'm so like, angry at those people.
Neil Purvis
and Robert Wade. They're the other. They're the
they're
writers.
Like the Brosnan holdovers.
Yeah.
I'm not happy about them.
I don't know why. I don't know why I have such distaste.
I
for
blame
them
too. I think it's.
I feel like everything that we don't like about James Bond in the last
fault.
20 years is their fault.
But we don't really have any proof of that.
Nope. None.
Other than
just going
one of them
on conjecture.
Has a weird mullet.
Yes.
Yeah. You guys are totally basing this on nothing.
But I think that's okay. Yeah. So it's fair. Well, that checks out.
Yeah. There we go.
We're basing it on the following.
Okay.
They wrote Die Another Day by themselves.
Yeah.
And that movie's such a piece of shit.
Uh-huh.
They then wrote Johnny English.
Oh.
And Plunkett and McCloud or McLean.
I don't even
oh,
know.
Yeah. Yeah.
They just wrote parodies of James Bond uh-huh. just by changing. They're probably scripts they had. They're probably spec right. scripts they had for
they
James Bond
doing,
where
yeah.
they're just like, oh, let's just find and replace James Bond with Johnny English.
Yeah.
Done.
Add a monkey, maybe.
Or the other way around.
No, they probably took out a monkey.
They probably took out a monkey.
but yeah, I love when M says that.
Yeah,
they have people everywhere.
And you guys love Judi Dench, right?
Oh, yeah. She's fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
The best.
Yeah.
She's fantastic. I was alarmed at how much younger she looked in this.
I know, me too.
It's then, just, oh, then Casino Royale?
4 years.
Well, no, then she looked much younger in this than Skyfall.
Oh, don't
and,
say that.
And Craig, too.
But we established yeah. on the Skyfall episode with Steve Agee that we would all fuck her.
Oh, of course you would. Yeah. I just don't want to think about her aging at all. Like, yeah. I don't want to think about... I want her to stay exactly how yeah. she... is now
in my mind she'll always be just that sexy old lady.
She's the sexiest old lady.
Is this weird for you, Emily?
Yeah,
you're our first lady that we've had on the podcast.
Can you guys stop, please?
We've done better than most podcasts. We're only four in. Yeah. And we finally had a lady.
I love when I get asked to do podcasts and they're like, well, we've had so many guys on and you're a girl. No. And they're like, great.
No, you're the fourth person to be on the podcast.
You could just say, ask me to do it. You don't have to say, we need a girl. Also, can we have you on? You don't have to do the first part. You don't have to do it. Just say you want me on.
So, Emily, I'm just about to ask you a question. Do you have a penis?
Are you doing Bill Cosby?
Excuse me.
What are you doing right now?
Do you have a penis, Emily? What? I'm starting a podcast with the Jello Pudding Pop.
Just so you know, you were asked to be a guest before Cosby was. So that's how much
Thank
we
you.
Want to
Thank
use.
You.
This is not a gender thing.
But the thing I'm telling you, there was not one black person in the movie.
I'm wondering if I should put a wooden dowel in your mouth right now.
Here's my wallet.
Yeah, what do we do for you? I'm a little concerned.
But the girl...
Oh, God. What is this?
What?
Just checking email? You guys emailed it?
I'm going to show you guys something that I cannot be blamed for showing you the subject message because I have not been able to read the email content yet.
All okay. right. That is a weird idea.
Wow. We can't say that here.
No. We
or
can't.
We could and ruin everything.
We just got a major scoop.
We just got a major Hollywood scoop.
Whoa.
Guys, I don't
Let's
know.
Let's see if did anyone email me that information?
I'm also just looking for it.
Nope.
Right now.
Nope.
I've got custom sublimation sportswear. Dear sir or madam, we feel pleasure in introducing a.
Holy shit.
Whoa. You're getting it from multiple people.
Who are these? You're like Robert Woodward, who has these deep throat pop culture sources.
I got a coupon for Seamless tomorrow. So if you guys want 15% off a Seamless delivery.
We do this. This is a segment where we all check our email.
I think that's totally good.
Guys, here's what we're saying.
Wow, that's... I'm like a little stunned. I don't know how to... I don't know what to do now. You can't go from that to that. Can you?
I don't know.
You guys.
Variety just broke the news. I can say this because it's
really?
On Variety right now.
So when you're hearing this 4 or 5 weeks from now.
Yeah, 7 weeks now. You just got our real reactions to Ben Affleck is the new Batman.
I don't know. I don't know how to feel. I love Baffleck. I do love him. He's grown into a wonderful...
Yeah, why not? That's good. Who's the other guys they were going to go with? One of them didn't sit well.
The actor will replace Christian Bale. This is from Variety. Variety's reporting. Justin Kroll reporting. The actor will replace Christian Bale as Bruce Wayne in the upcoming untitled Superman-Batman feature for Warner Brothers.
Wait, I get it. He'll play Bruce Wayne, but not Batman. They're going to cast
someone
else. But
Christian
Bale's
still doing that.
Christian Bale is still Batman. Ben Affleck's going to play Bruce Wayne.
I didn't like...
Goodwill Hunting.
Christian Bale as...
Jiggly.
You didn't like him as Batman because you didn't like the voice, right? Mainly?
No, there's a lot more to it. I mean,
guys,
this is not James.
This
is James Bonding, not
Unforgivable.
Not Let's Batman.
I had to text it to my mom. Okay.
Really?
We're good. Let's go.
I better text it to Ben Affleck. See
yeah,
if he
text
knows.
Ben Affleck. Yeah. I text Matt Damon.
Or text Christian Slater.
I would love it
or
if
Christian
Matt...
Slater.
I wonder how Kevin Smith's going to feel
Christian
about this.
Slater would have been a great Batman.
He would have. Yeah.
In his prime, yeah. In like pump up the volume.
Prime? Did he have a prime?
Fuck you! Pump up the volume in Heather's.
Did Christian Slater have a prime?
Pre cuffs.
He
anything,
had a prime. I'll tell you his
before
prime.
Cuffs.
His prime was his one scene in Star Trek VI, the Undiscovered Country.
Yeah,
you guys are
cameo.
Pieces of shit.
No, I'm just asking.
He's the
it's
best
a fair
human
question.
Being. He was great in Heather's. He did the best Jack Nicholson impression I've ever seen. In mine.
Guys, now that we found out that Ben Affleck is Batman. Let's move on to more scenes from Quantum of Solace.
I have a new segment to play in this podcast.
I love it. Okay.
It's called Spot Michael Wilson, who is one of the producers.
Oh, this is a great game.
He puts himself in all the movies that he's producer.
Well, that's a fun thing.
Yeah. And so he was in Skyfall, and we didn't play it. Do you know where he was?
He was in Skyfall. He was in the... was he not in the scene with the caskets somewhere
yes,
around there?
That's
yes,
correct.
In the far back walking. Yeah. All right. And he's in Casino Royale at the table.
Well, we haven't gotten there.
Oh, shit.
Edit.
I fucked up.
Oh, God.
But I did not think to look for him, nor did I notice
I
him
think
in this
film.
This
is
this
one
film.
Of the most obvious ones there are.
Oh, okay. So you noticed it, but Matt did not. Myra did not.
Correct.
Yeah, but they used to call me Eagle Eye.
Eagle Eye Gorley.
Yeah.
Hey, there he goes. That's the Eagle Eye. Really? I called him Radio Bike.
I'll accept either. Or both. He's in the lobby in the hotel in Haiti just reading a magazine.
Just reading. Does he look out of place? He looks out of place.
Well, he's a white guy in Haiti.
Yeah, I get that. Although they do that, a lot of that. They're just like, well, look at all these white people in Haiti, too. It's cool.
Yeah, we don't notice.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I like Michael G. Wilson.
Yeah.
I enjoy when he works on scripts, and I wish he'd do it more.
Do you?
Yeah.
I wish he'd move into being an actor. It sounds like he's great.
He's there. He's halfway there.
Yeah, he's halfway there. He's been in so many movies.
He's not shy.
Yeah.
He's he was a lawyer, and now he makes the James Bond movies.
And now he used to be a caveman, and now he's a lawyer. I don't know why. Unfrozen caveman lawyer.
No? Okay,
no?
So James Bond needs to find out what happened to Mr. White. So they get one lead.
This is where the plot gets admittedly a little like,
huh? How did you make this leap?
Yeah.
They make so many leaps.
Well,
following money.
Yeah, they followed the money.
Always follow the
and
money.
And a sequence of bills was just given to such and such. I'm okay. I'm on board so far. Yeah. That's information.
But it's that quick. We're in Haiti like that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they probably took a fast plane.
The director said he wanted to, this is the shortest Bond film there is, and he wanted this thing to move along.
My word, I had no idea it was an hour 40. I did not know that.
Yeah.
When I was thinking about watching it last night, because I was like, I got to watch this thing, I thought, oh, this is 2 hours and 35 minutes of my life.
No.
It's an hour 40, and that's the shortest?
It's the shortest one. And this one could use a little bit more breathing space, I think.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit more of a, hey, I'm Exposition Jim, and I'm just sitting next to you on a plane, so you're doing what now?
Yeah.
Exposition Jim, what are you doing here? I'm in every scene.
I don't exist in real life, but only on the silver screen.
That was a long story. I'm not going to tell you now.
Okay, so he goes to find the guy that looks a lot like Paul Bettany.
Yeah,
a lot.
And
young
isn't
Paul
this?
Betty.
I think the guy playing this is the stunt choreographer or the coordinator for both this and Casino Royale.
How do you find this out?
Well,
it's just a thing. We watch documentaries and
get more news. Is Matt Damon been cast as Superman?
Matt Damon is Superman. Everybody.
All right, let's do this.
Robin Williams is Jarrell.
Lex Luthor. Sorry, you got the casting wrong.
Oh shit! My people are fired.
Okay. Here's what
something.
He does.
What? Go ahead.
He goes to shitty Haiti hotel to find this guy. All he does, first thing he decides to do is, I'm going to break into this. Not let me tail this guy.
He knocks on the door.
Let me wait
and
for this
immediately.
Guy.
And if you're a spy in
knocks
any
on
capacity,
the door, steps to the side, waiting for a shotgun to take his head off.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, why do you, if you're inside an apartment and someone knocks on the door and you're a spy, you don't ever answer. You always wait for them to break in. That's how you know if they're coming after you.
What if he ordered some food?
That's how a person's not going to break in. In Haiti, they don't do room service.
Well, they're going to knock.
They are going to knock, but
you're
then they're going to
get your food.
But he probably is going to know if he ordered some food or not.
Matt Gourley, you are a brilliant man.
I'm a teacher.
Kids, I'll listen. What are the reasons?
Masters of Fine Arts in Theater.
What are the reasons someone would knock on a door?
Go.
Short essay. Get out your blue books.
Okay, so he doesn't decide to tail this guy. He decides to assume his identity.
Immediately.
Well, we're skipping over this fight.
This amazingly brutal.
It's very brutal.
And this
watch
weird,
this man
like,
kill
sad
somebody.
Little poetic thing at the end. Did you notice this? So they do this fight, and he takes this knife, and he stabs him what I think is like his femoral artery, which will just bleed someone out.
Yeah.
And I want to give Daniel Craig this credit where he looks away from him like he knows that he killed him, but he has to die, and he just doesn't want to look him in the eye. And did you notice that?
I didn't notice.
Yeah, I noticed him looking
sad.
Off. It was a very... It was a very good moment.
Yeah.
As far as kill, it was very brutal.
He doesn't like doing
it. It was a very brutal killing.
But he just doesn't want to look at him. It's like killing a cat or sacrificing a wounded cat.
Or was it just like...
How is it like killing a cat?
Well,
how do you know what it's like to kill a cat?
Come around most weekends out in the field, and what we do is we go out there.
That's Eagle Eye Gourley out there. Look at that cat. Oh, my God!
We put on some robes, and we just swing around in an old maypole.
Okay. Here's what I do like about this. James Bond, now for the first time in a very long time, has to do some detective work.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
This is what it's I nice. Like.
So he does not nice. Do this very often.
He does not.
He used to.
He used to be a
detective, right?
He got away from it.
Yeah.
He's more just like a brutal killing and blending in machine.
Yeah.
So he then uses the reverse racism of black people not knowing what white people look like, telling them apart from each other.
That's right.
Where he then just puts on a coat that the guy had and then just
he becomes
very
him.
Easily just gets the guy's package.
Yeah.
Just immediately at the desk, he's like, I think if you work in customer service, that should be rule number one. Like, don't immediately hand over a briefcase to anyone.
Also, the look that he gives when, what's her face? What is her name?
Camille?
Yes, Camille. Uh-huh. When she pulls up and says, get in, he goes, excuse me. And then she says it again. The look in James Bond's face is, we're going to fuck.
Yeah.
Like, right now.
An immediate
like,
fuck.
He thinks yeah. that, yeah. I feel like in his head, he's
this
like,
this is a car fuck. It's not even a hotel.
Yeah, this is a car
fuck. This is a small
we're
car.
Just
that
going,
yeah,
yeah. We're just going to have a good time in this Fiat.
Uh-huh.
It's not even a Fiat. It's a tiny Ford.
It's a little Fiesta or something.
Okay.
And so then this part, I was like, what?
Yeah.
What?
Well, the audience was like that, too, Emily.
Yeah.
So, James Bond opens the briefcase,
yeah.
which is supposed to be for her, she thinks.
No.
It's a geological survey report.
Try to figure this out. Okay. So the guy in the hotel was going to kill her.
Yes.
That was his
He was hired
thing.
To kill her.
He was hired to kill her. We find out later by whom, because mm-hmm. we were following that money.
Yep. Yes.
Okay.
And
because she
that's
was in
all
the
I got.
So, but then, why did he, what did he think? Why did he think that opening the suitcase in front of her... I don't know. I just don't get, like...
Yeah.
No, I think that he was... I think that I liked this.
There is something I like about it that's very haphazard. Like,
yeah.
everybody's
like, well,
figuring
we'll
it out.
He's just sort of, like,
random,
going along,
yeah.
and I feel like this to me, is a thing, a very Connery-esque move.
Mm-hmm.
And when he hands her the thing that he thinks that she... Oh, okay, this must be the thing she wants. Hands it to her. It's a blank report. This is supposed to be a geological survey report with the information that she was supposed to be trying to find the leak.
Yeah.
Or that's her cover story, whatever. So she's trying to find, in the guise of her, she's trying to find out the leak of this information.
That's why she went and was like, get in. Who did she think she was talking to?
She thought she was talking to a white, blonde, blue-eyed
okay.
geologist.
So she
roughly
didn't think,
the same build.
She
yeah.
didn't think that she
Luckily.
Was talking to the guy who was supposed to kill her.
She didn't know she was supposed to get killed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
not,
yeah.
but when...
she's not an idiot.
Which, but that gives way to like a great, great moment of... him lifting the thing up and seeing the gun in the picture, and he's like, huh, looks like someone's yeah. supposed to, someone wants to kill you.
Yeah, what do you know?
Different agenda for the day.
Nothing I can do.
And then she tries to shoot him.
Mm-hmm.
She gets out of the car. I mean, he gets out of the car. And then motorcycle guy who's tailing them for, I don't know what the reason
Nobody
for
really
tailing
knows.
Her
and
is.
She immediately knows that's a tail, even though just blending in with traffic.
Yeah.
There's nothing about
yeah.
it.
But he does do one of my favorite things, which is kick a motorcycle out from under somebody.
Yeah, how does that work? Does he?
You kick up the front tire, and when you're doing it, you grab hold of the handle and throw the throttle up.
Okay.
And when that happens, the back wheel, obviously, is the wheel that's getting
cool.
motion, is going to go forward.
Everything happens quickly in this
yeah.
scene,
yeah.
and you're just along for the ride.
Yeah, so then he's got to go do some detective work, and then, guys, we meet our villain of the movie.
The super subtle, weird thing that he's doing. Have you noticed? The first shot of the villain from overhead, he has a stamp.
Isn't he, like, doctoring receipts or something?
No, he just has a long roll of receipt tape, and he's just randomly putting, like, stamping it like he's bored. Go back and look at it.
That's so weird.
I love it, though. He's just sitting there like he's waiting for the general to get there.
Yeah.
And so he's just making stamp patterns on the receipt.
I thought
it's
of
the
it.
Same thing over
I thought
and over.
He was just sort of like just having a situation where he's like, I got to doctor these receipts.
No, he's just like a
he's
sociopath. Just
bored,
just
like a bored,
there. Yeah.
crazy child.
I need to make this dinner more expensive so my company will pay for it.
I love that.
Okay, so let's talk about Matthew, who is the—that's the name of the actor.
Roman Polanski-looking motherfucker.
Yeah, what a fucking creepy-looking motherfucker.
He's a very weird-looking guy.
Yeah, it's those big old brown alien eyes.
No, he's super creepy. So is Lasheef, a.k.a.
Yeah.
Hannibal.
Yeah.
Oh,
in Casino
Royale. Mads Mikkelsen, you mean?
Yeah, yeah.
He has
I'm
a name?
In love with Mads Mikkelsen.
Yeah. He has a name other than Lasheef.
I would fuck the crazy out of him.
Really?
He is nuts looking. He looks like a psycho that you just want to take down.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he looks like a super psycho.
That's
I'm into him.
Yeah, yeah.
Not
yeah.
so much this guy. Although this guy grew on me for sure.
I like this guy.
Yeah, he grew on me a bunch.
He's great in Munich, too. And the Bell and the Butterfly, the Diving Bell and the Butterfly.
Oh, two movies
someone's
I have not
some,
seen.
Someone's seen some Oscar bait.
Oscar movies. Yeah.
I haven't seen Diving Bell and the Butterfly either, but I did love them in Munich. I don't know why.
Okay. Now, so what happens here is we find out that she wants to meet this general of Bolivia that is responsible for the death of her parents.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
And she's infiltrated this
with
organization.
Her vagina?
Yeah, she's infiltrated this organization with her
back.
Vagina and her scarred back.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's some stuff went down there.
Camille, General Medrano.
Medrano.
How could you do this?
That guy has the weirdest voice.
And you can do this how?
Anybody want a peanut?
Is Twilight Whip.
He's in Eastbound and Down when they're in Mexico. He's like the dull sidekick.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Yeah,
he is.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, yeah, that's amazing. Good one.
Okay, so we're taking a lot of time here. We gotta barrel through because there's an indoor kids coming in.
There's an indoor kids.
Okay. Here's a couple things I wrote down from the rest of this situation here. Dumb haircut henchman.
Oh, yeah.
We find out is a wig when he gets knocked down the floor, the stairs.
Elvis, another gay bad guy too.
Oh yeah.
Oh, you didn't pick it up on that?
No.
He was.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he
it's
has some
throughout.
Stuff going on. Yeah. Little touch.
He's
touches.
Looking at the blonde, like Klaus Kinski looking guy, kind of giving him the eyes.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm into it. Listen,
at one point there's just a dick in his mouth.
Yeah.
Oh, I missed that.
I think he's gay.
Which cut of the movie did you get?
You know which cut. The uncircumcised one.
The uncircumcised cut. Okay. So Bond finds out this guy's green. This guy, send some information back. Where's that plane going? It's going to, where was it going? Brussels?
Bell?
It's going somewhere.
One of the bees.
It's going to an opera. And James tails him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And this is where we meet our CIA guys.
This is where we find the creepiest looking CIA agent I've ever seen. Mustache man.
Oh, I love this guy though.
I thought he was Zach Orth. You know Zach Orth?
Oh yeah, I know who Zach Orth is, but no.
I thought he was like it's like some comedian that they just got to play like
yeah,
a
right. It seems like it.
Yeah,
he's
right.
He's a
but
theater actor,
him.
This guy. He's yeah. really okay. good. Also that woman that helps him at the airport is Charlie Chaplin's granddaughter, I think. Or
these
or,
are you know
wow.
amazing yeah, things.
Yeah. I love all of the situations you're letting us in on.
I want more.
Yeah, so yeah, Felix Leiter, we meet again. Felix Leiter, of course.
Catches his cell phone without looking at it.
Yeah.
Does one of these.
That's a...
He's the essence of
he's
cool.
too... He's too method acting.
I just love
ooh,
him.
What do you mean?
I feel like Jeffrey Wright, correct?
Yeah.
Jeffrey Wright.
Yeah.
He's great.
Yeah.
And stuff.
I
know
his
what you're
choices
saying, though.
Interesting. He always makes a choice.
Yes. Yeah.
So no one can ever accuse Jeffrey Wright of being Mark Wahlberg.
He needs to do that thing that they say when you get all dressed up, you look in the mirror and you take one thing off. He
take
needs
one
to take one
off.
Choice away.
Yeah.
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 He
I agree with
too
that.
Many choices
I agree
in a
with that.
Scene. Like just lose the earrings.
Like I think the
like the role is wearing him.
Yeah.
He's not wearing
no,
the role.
No.
Guys, I don't want everyone to be jealous, but Jonesy just texted me. You know,
did he
Jonesy
say,
from
did
the
he,
Sex Pistols.
Did he say
that's
Affleck
right.
as Batman?
Wow.
I wish he did. I wish that was on Jonesy's mind. No, but yeah, Jeffrey Wright, he does such a... He's such a dry... I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't like his portrayal of Felix.
You don't?
I don't like
even
his portrayal of Felix.
Casino Royale.
Even in Casino Royale.
Casino Royale.
Is Felix like a known
Felix Leiter
guy?
Is... Felix
oh,
Leiter
okay.
is who
American
dies
pal.
In... License to Kill.
He doesn't die.
Clearly, he doesn't die.
Oh, that's right. He's getting kidnapped.
He gets his legs bit off by a shark.
By a shark, which happens to the best of us.
And
did you
word,
not
yeah.
see this Timothy Dalton James Bond movie? You're looking at us confused.
That's how my face looks.
She probably saw Living Daylights.
It must have scared the living daylights out of her.
So he's like a known character in the universe.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
He's a buddy.
And
he
he's a cool guy.
From yeah. Dr. No.
Okay.
From the original James Bond movie. Mm-hmm. That's how long he's been in
and there. Is he normally played by a black man?
No, he's
no.
This is the first time he's been played by a black.
I don't even know.
He's
Jeffrey
been played
Wright's
by
a
fat man before.
I think we're ready for a black James Bond. Where is our?
When was he played by
James
a fat man?
In Goldfinger. A heavier man.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Wait till you see.
You're going to see it next week, and you're going to be like, "Man,
like,
I was wrong."
He looks like Martin Balsam. He's just a kind of a.
No.
No.
I disagree.
Okay, just to catch you guys up, they're discussing whether or not a guy was heavy.
This is an important discussion to have.
Quality.
All right. So
casting.
Here's the deal. Okay. Okay. Here's where James Bond gets. Super fucking detective awesome James Bondy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He sees that these the creepy looking guys are getting a different gift bag than everybody else.
Oh, when he gets to that opera.
And yeah. At first, this isn't even out of work savvy. He's just jealous.
He's like, what are they doing?
He's like, there's probably cufflinks in there I
there's
could use.
iPhone, I bet.
Maybe some macaroons?
Yeah. Malt balls?
So what he does is to nothing.
All right. Just two left. I don't know why they don't look.
Let's split them.
Yeah.
You and I. Oh. whoever gets the bigger one.
Oh, make
he does the he does the most cliched thing in the history of movies, which is follow someone into a bathroom, leave bathroom, person is knocked out in bathroom. Mm.
Yeah.
I like the breaking off of the door though.
Yeah. The strength that would require to actually do that.
He's got that in him at all points in time.
That's true.
We are lucky that he's not doing that every day.
Yeah, we're lucky that we're allies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we're lucky that the tux fits like a glove.
Like a glove.
Mm-hmm. Well, I did appreciate the shirtless gentleman looking for his tux that was roughly the same build.
Opening the lockers.
We need less this time, maybe don't say anything. Okay, ready, action.
Oh, wait, I had malt balled.
No, sorry. Cut.
It's like hung in the back of my throat.
Okay, so, man, I'm doing a lot of explaining. Why don't you step in and explain the scene to the audience?
So he goes up behind the scenes in this opera, and he's looking at the audience, and he sees that this chat is going on because he has the quantum earpiece, which we haven't even talked about quantum and how they stand in for Spectre.
Yeah, Quantum is standing in for Spectre, which
classic Bond
organization.
The organization of Bond Terror. But there's some legal issues right now where they can't be using Spectre.
But and I actually like Quantum.
It's cool to like Quantum. Yeah,
I like Quantum.
It's the only sense they've made out of that title, which I still need to talk about.
It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. I can help with that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I did not, until just now, put that two and two together.
Are you kidding?
The Quantum organization?
Not kidding you.
I don't think you're qualified to be on this podcast.
But what they made a huge mistake in not explaining what Quantum of Solace means, because otherwise you're left going, well, this group is called Quantum, and then Quantum of Solace, that makes no sense.
Oh, I just thought of it as being an emotional state that James Bond arrives at
at
the end.
It is.
Just a little bit of it.
But.
Just a Quantum.
We'll talk about it at the
end.
All right. I got a few things.
Yeah, but he gets the ear pierced. Here's these people talking, and then just fucking James Bonds it, where he's like,
yeah,
he could have just kept it quiet.
Well, make a suggestion. No, he needed them all to start
believing.
He needed
to leave, I know, yeah.
But that's a hell of a camera, his phone he's got there. Come
well,
on.
It's from
MI6. It's so dated. It's so cute how 2008 it is.
But
look at that little baby phone.
Does things it never could now.
Never.
Just need a teenager to walk by with an iPhone and go, that's so 2008.
Mr. White is badass. He just puts it in his pocket.
Yeah, Mr. White just hangs out and goes, I guess the opera's not for everybody.
Is the lady he says that to with him in the deal, or is she just some woman sitting next to him?
I think she was
like, can you shut up and let me enjoy the fucking opera man? Why are you making jokes right now? But here's my thing.
Let me enjoy the opera man. I love this Adam Sandler character.
Why? So that's their thing, is that they go to the opera together and just talk in the audience. They're just like shitty audience members.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, they're not.
Maybe every time we're in a movie.
Yeah.
Maybe every time we're in a movie and
comedy
we hear people talking.
Well, people are
they're
texting.
Doing
they're,
something.
They're quantuming.
They're quantum. Mm-hmm.
Holy shit! They're hoarding
buying,
the, wa- the
they're
water.
They're 2,000 kilometers.
Well, then we don't really have to worry about the American quantum because they look like dumbasses.
Yeah,
they look like
true.
Teenagers and dumbasses.
Well,
that's true.
So they all get up and then he takes pictures. And then silent chase.
Yeah, more sound design.
Yeah, more of that sound design you're talking about. Silent gun firing and everything like that.
So fire stark
burning.
White under that opera house, by the way.
Yeah.
Just like futuristic stark white under there.
Yeah.
It gets to the end, and he knocks that guy off a building, which is...
A la Cairo.
Yes, and For Your Eyes Only.
Mm.
Yeah. Which made me think that maybe this movie, not many people like this movie, but I think over time this is going to do an Honor Her Majesty's Secret Service thing where people start to like it more over time.
Yes, I agree. I agree.
Which is a bold statement.
Honor Her Majesty's Secret Service statement. Hated.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Hated when earlier. It came out. Yeah. Loved now.
But now.
Yeah.
Why does that happen? Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, I think
people
it
aren't
just
ready for it.
Time caught up with it.
Yeah. I also, yeah, I think people aren't ready for it.
I mean,
well,
it has some flaws, but.
Same thing's true with MacGruber.
Yeah, like if I MacGruber's great.
Exactly.
I've never
did
seen
not
it.
Do, oh my god, it's one of the best comedies.
Really? All right.
It's really funny. Yeah. Yeah.
It's so good.
Will Forte.
I'll leave
a
now.
Nutcase.
Yeah. Okay. Get out of here.
Okay.
Yeah, but yeah, so he does that and I lets the guy go.
Mm-hmm.
Favorite line from Green happens. Is he one of us?
No.
Then he shouldn't be looking at me.
Jesus.
Yeah, he's a fuss budget, that guy.
He's a fuss budget.
That's it. He's a fuss
budget. What the fuck does that mean? I love it.
You know what it means.
Yeah, it's a fuss budget.
It's Dominic Green.
My mom used to say that to me.
It's a great one.
Fuss budget.
She called me a pill.
Okay. So this happens. M gets upset about it. Because it looks like he shot a guy point blank when he just really just threw him off of a roof.
And then
the guy was alive.
Yeah.
Threw him onto a car. Guy's alive. No problems.
Broke his fall.
Mm-hmm. So everybody's happy. And then, you know, Green's people shoot him. And then he gets a phone call. Em's a little angry.
Yeah, sure.
Not
a little
happy.
Upset.
Yeah.
A little upset. Somebody's
is this the one where she's in her bathroom?
Oh, yeah, running a bath in the middle of the room. What a weird bathtub in the middle of the room.
I know. It's truly a bathroom. A room for a bath.
Do you know how much sex her and her poetry-loving husband are probably having at that point?
Did they ever show her husband?
Yeah.
Yes.
In Casino Royale,
Casino Royale.
Is he a young Latino man?
No. And he's dead by Skyfall.
Yeah. Hmm. That sounded very ominous.
Dead by Skyfall? That should be the next...
Dead by Skyfall. Oh.
Yeah. We have a good time, you guys.
We really don't care if the audience is having a good time because
they
we
will.
Are.
They're going to love it. Has this come out? Like, has any of the episodes?
No.
That's awesome.
No. We have.
We may not. It may just be for us.
Honest to God, this might be just a trick for us to talk to James Bond.
And to make me watch the James Bond movie.
Yeah, we just need someone else to enjoy this with us. Okay, so credit cards get frozen. He tries to buy a plane ticket.
Denied.
Fucking. Immediately, just I was like, anybody else says to that gate agent, someone's gonna call. Can you tell them? Blah 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 blah. They're gonna say, no, sir. But the way he delivered it to her, I was like, fuck yeah.
She wanted so much delivered to her.
That's Chaplin's granddaughter.
To do
that was Chaplin. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Or great granddaughter. I can't remember if it was great.
She was. She was into it.
Yeah.
She was DTF.
Oh my good lord.
Yeah.
God, he should just be fucking everyone.
Right there. On
the so somehow he gets to Italy.
Right.
I We're not even sure.
He's not far.
It's not important.
You know, it doesn't matter.
Get on a bicycle.
Somehow he gets to Italy, has a Tom Ford sunglasses and a Tom Ford cardigan, which I love. I love this cardigan.
Tom Ford's
great. Great cardigan. Great sunglasses. And arrives at Mathis's house.
Yeah.
Mathis from the first movie. Do you remember him in Casino Royale?
No.
Okay.
I don't.
It was left up in the air as to whether he was...
The leak.
Or
okay.
Not,
yeah.
Which he wasn't.
It was Vesper. So here's the... Love it. I love seeing Mathis again.
Mm-hmm.
Great actor.
Mathis. Yeah.
Really fun relationship the two of them have.
Mm-hmm.
It's very... It's very like... Not father son, but like big brother, little brother.
Well, like Columbo in For Your Eyes Only, or Karen Bay and From Russia with Love. He comes across these mentor figures every once in a while.
Yeah.
I like it a lot.
Yeah, I liked this quite a bit too. And when he decides to go with James, when his wife girlfriend,
I need your hands on my skin,
says that the hard cut to them on the Virgin America plane or Virgin Atlantic.
She seemed like a nice lady.
Yeah,
don't you want to
so
stay with
funny.
Her?
Yeah. I thought that was really funny. Also, by the way, I want to know, for a fact, guys, you've been traveling. Does that plane exist?
A bar?
A bar on a plane?
Yeah, those old, big, they used to have these, like, multi-level.
Have you ever been on one?
I've had Virgin. I've flown Virgin, like, business class, but I've never seen a bar on any of them.
Have
well,
you?
I know.
I need to know.
Not personally, no.
Okay. Then I don't think they exist.
Wait a minute.
I've seen them in other TV shows and movies.
Yeah. But also, I know Virgin is about to start offering no-joke stand-up comedy on airlines.
No. Jesus Christ. That just sounds awful. It's almost worse than like the
No, that's worse than the Southwest. No, that's the Southwest flight attendant situation all over
to
again.
Up them.
Yeah. Hey, everybody. We can leave you at the gate, but I hate you.
Something like that.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's pretty much
that
like
was
that.
About as good as it is.
So you get these nice little scenes sometimes in these Bond movies where I feel like one of the good writers comes in and puts a little character in, and he comes up and they talk about Vesper. Do you want a sleeping pill? That scene.
That was a good
pill
scene.
To stay away?
Yeah.
I have pills for everything.
I have pills for everything. And then he drinks, what, seven?
Six.
Six martinis? Yeah.
Six Vespers.
Yeah. That guy playing the bartender bums me out a little bit. I feel like he was a real mixologist who knows that shit, and they're like, come on, we'll put you in.
Yeah,
you talk about it.
He stood out. He, like, stuck out like a sore thumb. Whenever I watch scenes like that, I always go, all right, cut, nailed it. Let's move on. I think we got it.
One take.
We're losing light. We're in a set.
Yeah. Nope. We're done.
Losing light.
I think we got the best
Getting
out of
darker.
You we're going to get.
So we get to...
We get to...
Panama? No, they filmed it in Panama. Where does it take place? Bolivia?
Yeah. Bolivia.
We get to the airport. We meet Miss Frost.
Do you know what her full name is? Character name? Strawberry Fields.
Forever.
Yes.
She is so gorgeous.
Oh,
Jesus
she is
beautiful. Christ. And that hair, I was like, oh, I have to dye my hair red again.
Just fucking do it.
She has freckles. What's her name?
Gemma Arterton.
That's her.
But she's also wearing a raincoat and what looks like nothing underneath.
Yeah.
She looks like Carmen Sandiego.
Yeah.
If Carmen Sandiego was super sexy.
She was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
She's good in this, though.
Yeah. She's really good at it.
Yeah.
I love the let's go to the shitty hotel, and then he's like, nope. I'm not staying here.
Yeah. We won
this
the lottery.
This is where, they got that part fixed in the script. And, they went, like, you can tell where the guy goes, well, I can only concentrate on four places. I'll do this, this, and this.
I'll make it. I'll give this movie some personality. Otherwise, what are we going to do?
No, but that's so... We're teaching on sabbatical. We just won the lottery. It's so funny.
Yeah.
And then what does he say to her? I can't
help
find
me find the stationery.
Oh, that was either improvised or written on the day. Just
like
it's a great line.
Yeah. Just like we're gonna fuck.
Yeah.
So here's one of my big problems with this movie.
Yeah.
I can't imagine you had any, but go ahead.
55 minutes in with our first sexual encounter.
Yeah. These newer ones don't. They don't.
Well, why are they?
I argue the following with the situation. His dick doesn't get up since he watched his girlfriend die.
Mm. Wow, you're putting some real sub...
Yeah, and he got a pill from Mathis.
There was not even...
He got a pill from Mathis. Oh.
But there were not even any opportunities for him to fuck before that.
Because he didn't want to. He wanted no opportunities. Yeah. He was up for vengeance.
Can I tell you something? I prefer a Bond that likes to fuck and has a good time killing.
But I'm
this
with
guy
you.
Is angry and he doesn't like to fuck. What are you doing here? I want James Bond to want to fuck.
Yeah. I think he is, because I think at the end of Casino Royale, when he says the bitch is dead, he's done emotionally with her, and he's just back. He's like
hate-fucking. He's like stoic.
Yeah.
I kind of got that, too. Yeah. I remember that.
But you know what I also learned from Casino Royale? They had to cut the scene where he's down on the floor with Solange in that bungalow, because it starts with her having an orgasm. He's going down on her.
Yeah.
Well, that's fun.
Yeah, I know, which is new for Bond.
He never goes down on girls. That's
you don't get that
thing.
Feeling.
He never
no.
goes back to the salt mines.
You know he's not going down on any girls. Yeah, he
but
should.
But Daniel Craig one does. Yeah. He's the best, you know? He's the best.
We revere him so much.
Yeah. He's a model. He's a model of chauvinism and
brute strength. Looking good in Tom Ford.
Okay, help me find the stationery. Followed by we're at this party, James Bond stuff, blah blah blah.
Her dress at that party, by the way, no.
Strawberry Fields?
Yeah, I didn't like it.
It's weird.
I didn't like it either.
I thought maybe it was a joke where he made it out of he made it out of the curtains.
Because they talk about we made need it, to get you a dress.
He made it out of the stationery.
It's the bed sheets.
Yeah.
There's clearly jizz stains on it.
That's what the front was. Yeah.
okay, so then they have to leave the party, him and Bolivia girl, Camille, leaving a nice little Range Rover, open the door. Mathis is there.
Yeah, this is odd.
This is an odd scene. Mathis's death scene.
Oh, yeah.
It is weird to see him so cold to Mathis.
It's also, it's weird that that's Chris Feely.
Yeah, that's Chris Feely.
Who?
Don't
That's
know.
The CFO of Nerdist Industries.
Mm-hmm. I was just on the phone.
We have a CFO.
Oh, wow.
Would you like a job?
Sure.
I'll talk to him.
Yeah.
Okay. Uses Mathis as a human shield.
He doesn't mean to. Because they go, he's moving. Like,
does he not mean
he's
to?
Already
no,
dying.
Because I think those guys have orders to kill both of them.
Okay.
And they're planning. And because he's like, oh, he's moving. I think that was a whole ruse. Do you think?
I don't know.
This is where it gets real interpretive. This is Kubrickian.
Yeah, I don't.
Is that how we're going to describe it? Uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't know how to. I don't know how to take it.
Yeah.
I could take it. I guess take it either way.
Because when he says he moves, all he's doing is going.
It's
not like he's a threat. I think they're saying, "Oh no, we're in danger." Boom.
Yeah.
Okay. I gotcha.
It's just throwing him in the dumpster.
Because the so I just want to before we do that. Let's just talk about how touching that death scene is.
Yeah.
It is a very touching
scene. It's super touching. Just hold me.
Mm-hmm.
And he does. And I'm just like, oh, man, because my heart breaks for you. And James is like, you can forgive yourself.
The forgiving yourself. I love when people who are dying are like, let me tell you what to do before I die.
And then anything for me on my way out?
No,
just a dumpster. You cool with the dumpster? Also, I'm going to take your cash.
Why does he do that?
He has to do it so he can get the plane ride on a plane that he can fly himself.
I just feel like there had to be. And I don't know Bond that well, but to me, I was like, this is how far he's gone, where he's just like cut off. But that doesn't really work with the touching death scene that just happened. I thought maybe it was a sense of like no life means anything. No life is not important to me. Not even my friends. But I don't know. It didn't work for me. Two scenes next to each other did not work for me.
Yeah, I think he's basically going. Once he's dead, and we all know that. Like when you're a spy, your body's just forget. He wouldn't care about his body.
Yeah.
Sure.
But his little Italian super tan lady back home in a brown bathing suit might care, you know?
Just want your hands on my skin.
Bathing suit as brown as her skin.
And leathery.
Yes.
Thanks, Johnny.
You're welcome.
So hot in Burbank. Ed, have you seen this? Okay. Then they have to get on a plane.
Yeah, and then it gets real CGE again.
God damn!
I know.
You see, he has a CG detector almost as good, almost as good as his wig detector.
Yeah.
Oh, you have a good wig detector.
I have a great wig guy. That CFO guy.
No wig.
No, that was Gaston.
No wig at all.
No, the other guy.
Yeah.
That came up.
Not a wig.
He could have.
No wigs on.
He could have had a wig.
Yeah.
He could have used one. Okay. Beautiful. I thought it was a beautiful, beautifully shot.
Yeah.
Plane fight sequence. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, we agree. Yeah. They crash into a sinkhole, a conveniently established sinkhole, after their parachute opens 30 feet above the ground.
Like, that is a sinkhole. Yeah. And I was like, oh, is that going to come up again? Or are you just helping us out with some geography? I was like, why are we talking about a sinkhole?
Well, we found out.
I might have been playing Animal Crossing during the scene.
That's okay.
Understand.
Don't worry about it.
Don't
worry about it.
I was doing playing solitaire or something.
Okay, so flight, that's all well and good. I like when they take off in that old giant plane that they take off past a sort of new Cessna. That would be a much easier plane to sort of fly.
I guess he couldn't afford that.
Get away with.
You'd think it'd be cheaper.
Yeah, I feel like it'd be cheaper. Although a Ranger was worth like $50,000, so. Anyway.
One other thing that bothered me about this.
Yeah.
It's just taken for given that Bond is a pilot. I don't like that kind of he does everything in the world kind of
but
thing.
But doesn't he?
No, but he here's
old
my
Bond, like Roger Moore Bond does, you know?
Yeah.
He's a naval commander.
We've seen every James Bond fly, though.
All fly planes?
We've seen every single James Bond fly.
It just feels a little like
he's a naval commander, yes. But the Navy, I assume, has some sort of air presence.
Navy's got some sort of air presence.
That's true.
You gotta learn how to fly planes and ships.
Yeah, I don't doubt it. That's probably training. They sort of like that's probably like fourth week training.
Because the easiest way to take some like killing the pilot. That's the easiest way to crash a plane. You got to get ready for that. If you're gonna be a spy, you kind of need to.
Yeah,
be
I feel like that's a thing you need to know.
Yeah.
Right after Emily tells you to get loose before you fall.
Just loosen it up.
Now we're going to go over the flight of a DC-10 aircraft from 1938.
Do me a favor. Pretend you're asleep. Just pretend you're asleep right now.
Okay, so that plane crashes. Great. They end up in a cave. They go, oh my God, it's water. That's what they're looking for.
Yeah, but also you hear about their revenge stories.
Yes.
Yeah.
The two of them both talk about their revenge stories.
That's their fucking.
That's their version of fucking. Yeah. They really don't.
That's their version of fucking.
Yeah. They could have used some fucking under there.
Yeah.
And this is when the plot turns into the plot of Rango. Which I was texting him.
It's
all about water. No spoilers. It's just all about like a bad guy's hoarding all the water.
Yeah. It's a little bit of a letdown.
I feel like because
it is because you don't get anywhere else with quantum.
No, you get everywhere with quantum. Well,
it's everywhere you want to be.
off camera, Green tells Bond everything.
But we don't get anything.
I want to know
what they're
into.
I don't want them to drop this.
They better not.
It's dropped.
They really
should. They
shouldn't. Might. I know.
It's a real problem.
Especially if you don't want to pay Purvis and Wave anymore.
Oh, God. But he comes back to the hotel.
Yes. He comes back to the hotel for a little Judy time.
And there's a nod to Goldfinger.
Ooh,
huge.
It's not
nod.
Just a nod.
Yeah, ooh, what's this? I don't know this.
Blatant reference.
She's covered. She's dead and covered in oil.
In the exact position that the girl was painted gold in Goldfinger.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And then this is the first time I've noticed this. When he's walking around the hotel, the score echoes Goldfinger. It goes bup, 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 bup. These the things in the opening of Goldfinger.
Oh,
really?
That little like tin horn.
Yeah,
thing.
I know what you're talking about. I'm going to go re-watch it.
Yeah, I never noticed that.
I
like David Arnold.
So James hands over his gun.
Yeah.
No badge because he's a secret agent.
Yeah.
And gets handcuffed and gets in the elevator with three dudes and then takes them all out
with
in 12
head.
Seconds, which is fucking awesome.
It's badass.
It is really great.
That
can
was
I say something?
Fucking
if you've got
awesome.
Bond, never take the elevator. Just always take the stairs. Keep him out of the open.
Yeah, I've never seen him enjoy. I've never seen anyone get in an elevator with him and get out of the elevator.
Nobody gets out of the elevator.
Yeah.
Don't get in the elevator with Bond.
Yeah, it's
And
I
then
agree
there's
with
like
that.
This little comic, like
there's this fun little fun
I love
comedy
the way he
scene
runs
of
around.
Him.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
I liked that too.
This was maybe one of my favorite scenes because it seemed like fun.
Yeah,
it seemed it was like people are, and then you can see M's like, well, I'm kind of all right.
Yeah, no, yeah.
This
there's
game is
good
changed.
Stuff in this movie.
Yeah,
I think people forget.
Yeah,
yeah,
I agree with you totally.
Yeah.
But I like how she's immediately like, he's onto something.
Clearly. If he would not have taken out three people in an elevator if he wasn't onto something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's let him go.
Yeah.
Let's see what just go. See what, and even though I took his gun, let's just let him go. Let's go.
Well, he did take a gun back.
He did.
A Beretta.
Mm.
Mm. Maybe a nod? No. Okay. So from this point of the thing, we have to now go... Do we find out? Is this when he finds out? No.
This is
when
he
goes
and
meets Felix Leiter.
Yeah.
Funny that the American guys are staying in the shitty hotel he turned down.
I didn't notice that.
I didn't notice that either. That's really great.
Yeah. I thought that was so
well
funny.
Done.
This is
well
why
done.
We're doing this podcast. We're teaching each other.
We're getting nuggets of information.
Oh
that made so much sense, and I really, really thought it was funny.
That's great.
Okay. Felix Leiter...
James,
I don't know how I feel about this scene.
Move your ass.
You've got 30 seconds.
Yeah.
In the Perlas de las Lunas.
Yeah, it's like James Bond's trying to teach him morals or something.
I don't know.
I don't get it. I didn't
they're
get
buddies.
It.
They're buddies. They helped each other before.
Yeah, now they're sort of helping.
Out of here,
oh, yeah. Well, I guess
it.
The point of this is Felix tells him where the shit's going down.
Which is exactly what they told him to tell him.
No.
Right?
No.
Isn't
I can't imagine that's what they told
weren't
him.
Were they waiting
no.
for him?
Oh, no. He was basically betraying his government in some way.
Yeah. He was going to help out his buddy.
Yeah.
But isn't the... Okay, maybe there's... Maybe I was watching this part of it today. But the when he walks away and he's like, what did you tell him? He's like, exactly what I was supposed to, is what Felix says to the other guy.
Yeah, I mean, he says that, but I think that's just a clever ruse.
What was he supposed to tell him?
Not much.
All right, fair enough. That's all.
He was just supposed to go there to keep him there so they could catch him.
So they could kill him. Okay.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
And then when he says that to his superior, he's not lying.
No, certainly not. That's true.
Everything I was supposed to. In here.
In here. Mm-hmm.
Pointing at my heart, everybody.
It's a podcast.
Then we get to the desert.
Yeah, we get to the desert hotel.
Which is
beautiful.
Astronomer's observatory in the high desert of Chile. That this place is surrounded by no city, so it's the best place on Earth to look at stars.
That's gorgeous.
Yeah.
It's also very flammable. I have issues with that.
It's the most flammable
place on Earth.
It's a little built in. Like, you can see that come in the middle. The minute they go, oh, this place runs on fuel cells.
Yes! Oh, is there a sinkhole there? Is there a sinkhole in fuel cells? Oh, okay. I'm sure this won't come up later. There'll be a quiz.
So we see the plot come to fruition. Mm-hmm. Guy's a little bit of a heart, where he doesn't want to sign the thing that doubles the price of water.
Such a bummer.
Oh, I felt that was all ego. Like he just didn't
he knew
like
he got
bested.
Yeah, he got bested.
Oh, I thought it might have been a little bit of heart.
Yeah,
you just he does bad things in this movie. He's not like
he does all the bad things in this movie.
Most of the
and they all just involve raping.
Yeah, with a beer.
Yeah,
he's a gross dude.
Yeah, he is
a well. I mean, I'm sure he's a lovely gentleman on his own, and
he's a rapist.
Oh wait, I don't.
Yeah, if you're a rapist,
you're right. But guys, Mike Tyson's really changed. We're all supporting that now.
Did you say tomato?
Did you see him in The Hangover? I mean, come on. okay. So, yes. Okay.
Well,
here it is. Police chief is there. Police chief gets paid off.
Mm-hmm.
Green is there. Makes him sign the thing for the utilities. We have this land. Guess what we found under here? 60% of your water.
Boom.
Suck it. Yeah. Right?
Suck my
Quantum
truck.
Wins.
You arid bitch.
Nothing's going to happen.
Dried out.
Meanwhile, outside, bitches. James Bond is explaining what it's like to kill to a secret agent.
Yeah, I thought this was a little condescending. Why did he do this to her?
I don't know.
And maybe he just meant what it's like to kill someone who you actually have invested. Like,
I think that's
emotional investment
because I think
in it.
Yeah, because she really does.
He does say that. He says,
when you kill for personal. Because she has no problem taking out the guards.
Right. Yeah, she takes out like millions of people on her way there to get to the guy. Yeah.
Okay. Does that happen? No, the first thing that happens. So many things happen at this climax.
It's when he jumps down onto
when
the
he
Land
jumps
Rover,
down onto the Land Rover
ass.
Is awesome because he says, "We have a mutual friend."
Shoots him. Then rides it in and peels off all that.
Blows up.
Into the fuel cell thing. And then has a great gunfight.
Yeah.
And then everybody's fine.
Solid.
And happy.
I just pictured
like the guys in the car when he drops down and says that line, being like, "I'm sorry, what did he say?" Yeah. Oh, and then too late, you're dead.
Get your gun, but he needs to talk to us.
Okay, you just fell. I'm sorry. We're friends?
He's in danger.
We had a mutual friend. So great.
Also, he wants him to know that before he dies, but he doesn't say who the friend is, so it's not like the guy's getting his, like,
there's nothing coming out of that.
He died thinking, who?
He died thinking, what did you say?
High school together? I don't understand.
We are in the middle of nowhere. What are you doing here?
Then it's a reunion.
He died thinking, how is Jimmy?
Where's your Jimmy?
I heard he lost weight. I heard he lost a lot of weight.
Okay.
Have you seen him?
Meanwhile, stuff starts exploding.
Yeah.
Dominic Green, I feel like, seemingly knowingly positions his buddy in front of a fuel cell.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. 100% he sacrifices that guy.
Not even sacrificing. Just like, you stand right here.
Well, he points a gun.
He points, defend me while I
run along. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was pretty crazy. Hello. So, okay, great. That happens. Then we get to see the fight between Green and Bond.
I love this fight.
Dominic Green fights exactly like you want him to
fight. Yes, like a little
like
baby.
Like a little craziest motherfucker.
His teeth are bared the whole time. Yeah. It's kind of amazing.
And he takes an axe to the toe.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Which is so painful, and I've never seen that in anything. And I was like, great.
Yeah.
Good job, you guys.
I know.
Here's my thing. I don't know that it would stop there. Do you know what I mean? I don't know if the axe blade would stop right there.
It would go all the way.
I feel like it would go for a little while longer.
Cloven. You'd have cloven hooves.
Yeah.
But then he... Jesus Christ. I loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah.
I loved... Not that. What I loved is him pulling Green back up by his hair. Fucking like... Green's like, this guy's going to kill me right now. Yeah. I'll say this mean thing about his girlfriend.
And Bond,
for the first time, decides I'm going to get information from somebody.
He really was not interested in that at any point in time.
See if you can clear up a mistake I think I found.
Okay. Uh-oh.
So there's a gunshot.
Did it. Goalie mistakes.
And Green says, looks like you just lost another one.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
He doesn't know she's there.
There are a couple few things going on.
Yeah.
How does he also know the backstory of Bond, like losing, like...
Oh, he knows that because that's all quantum.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Yeah. Oh, that's right.
That was all organized by quantum.
All right. Mm-hmm. think you're right then.
Okay.
Mistake.
I don't know if that's a mistake or if that's just him assuming that she must also be there.
And why are we assuming that she's the one getting shot? Come on, guys.
Well, right. He's assuming it.
He's the worst.
But I've read that there's a lot more to this movie and that they really pared it down. And that's why I want a director's cut.
You
want to
see a director's cut? Oh, you are the only one, I think.
No, I'm on board.
You want two? I guess
this is a director's cut in some ways, but I want the longer version. Because there's also a deleted scene at the end with Mr. White where they deal with Mr. White.
Oh, I want to see that.
Yeah.
They never release records because they want to use them again or something. Yeah, right.
But that guy also shit talks these productions. Have you heard that?
Mm-hmm. No.
He doesn't like them and he's unhappy with doing them.
What are you doing?
Thinks they're like shitty and yeah. So I don't know if he'll be back.
Wow. Interesting.
You don't talk about the Broccolis like that. No, you don't because they're good.
Not when Barbara Broccoli's involved.
No. She's so hot.
She is.
Are we going to agree with this right now?
Yeah.
Barbara Broccoli is fucking gorgeous.
And she, what is she? She's got to be in her 50s, right?
Oh, she's much older than she looks.
Yeah.
Show
she's
me
aged
a picture.
So well.
Or just, Gorley, you draw me one.
Okay.
it's just hearts and a boob.
Who's going to get there first? Right now, Matt Myra is looking up a picture of Barbara Broccoli on his iTelephone while Matt Gorley is drawing a picture.
Barbara Broccoli is 53 years old, okay?
Ooh, that looks like a... Well, you're pretty good, Matt Gorley.
And here she is at the Skyfall premiere, 53 years old.
Whoa, damn. She has like a very young face.
Well, she's got is...
Mine looks like a White Walker, but...
When I look at them side by side...
I'm not going to lie, Matt. Much better than I thought it would be.
It's not bad. She looked good.
She looks great.
Let me see.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's because Cubby married a trophy wife.
That's right.
Is that right?
And that's how you get hot kids. You marry a trophy wife.
Do you want hot kids?
I don't know that you want hot kids, but
I think that it's just a situation.
Are you worried you'll be too attracted to him?
Is this her husband? Because she can do better.
Let me see.
Was that Daniel Craig you were looking at? Because no one can do better.
Interesting.
Rachel Weisz.
She can do better.
So Bond takes Green out to the desert.
Yes, he
gives
does.
Gives him oil, and he hears all about quantum.
Mm-hmm.
So this is essentially resolved in some sense. We know the story.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But
we
don't.
We should print out a picture of Barbara and put it up here. I'm just saying.
Two things.
Yeah.
One, we didn't talk about. She, what's her face?
Oh, right.
Finally got to kill.
Yes. Well, we skipped over the panty scene.
Over the panty scene.
Both you guys' favorite
scene. We skipped over when she, the woman, like runs at her to get away and she just shunts her aside.
Yeah.
She like really manhandles her because in my head I was like, that's going to be a moment because she's sitting outside listening to this happening and she's like, I'm going to go in there and be like, you get out of here.
She's been through that. Yeah.
I think it's more her saying, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. She really
You get the fuck out of here. Yeah. No, I think it's like, you've been through some shit. I know what just happened to you. Get the fuck out of here.
Well, it didn't happen. You saw this panties.
I know what almost happened to you, but
you know,
luckily,
when
you
get raped,
you
I don't
panties.
Think that they pull them aside. I'm doing a hand gesture that's terrible, but I don't think that happens. I think they do remove
Good to know.
You know what? Let's just move on.
It's probably different
strokes,
times.
Different
I think.
Strokes,
yeah.
different folks. Yeah. Well, right then.
We all agree it's the worst thing that can happen
it's
to you.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
And maybe... Maybe rape jokes aren't funny.
Is it the only rape
and we're done.
Like other than Bond actually kind of date raping Pussy Galore, is it the only threatened rape in a Bond movie? I can't remember.
You guys should keep account of that for sure.
Yeah, we should.
I don't recall any like
it goes on for a long time too. It's very I was like, all right, I'm
ready
for this.
I just realized who the CIA boss reminds me of that made me not like him.
This better connect to rape in some way.
It does.
All right.
Sarah Connor's guard in Terminator 2 that straps her down and licks her face.
Oh,
that guy's
right.
such a fucking...
Yes.
I
yeah.
hated
so creepy.
That guy.
Oh. But they have the same hairdo and the same mustache.
Yeah. Now, in one of the silliest Bond movies, Diamonds Are Forever, in the book, Tiffany Case is brutally gang raped.
Oh, my God.
Her name is Tiffany Case.
Yes, it's Tiffany Case. Sorry. Okay, she likes diamonds.
Yeah.
Diamonds
they are forever.
They must stimulate and tease me.
I got it from here, K. Damn. That was my Jay-Z.
It's a great song.
It really is. Diamonds from Sierra Leone, the remix. What's up, Barbara? Still on my phone.
You should make that your lock screen. So, they're out in the desert. We're back in the desert.
Yeah, we're back in the... Well, the rape scene resolved.
Yeah.
And they're going to die.
And he's ready to put a bullet through both of their heads.
Yeah, and that quickly.
Yeah.
It's over.
Yeah.
He's ready to go. I'm satisfied.
Yeah.
You're satisfied.
Let's do this.
Let's not die in a fire. Yeah. Let's fucking blow our brains out.
Yeah.
Let's Hitler Eva Braun this shit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Other people have done that too.
Yeah, know. Except
in a fire.
Good point. Good point. Sorry, I don't know what I was thinking.
Let's Vasquez and
Okay, here's what we got. Hydrogen fuel cell becomes exposed. Then James goes, "We don't have to die. Look at this.
We can get burned alive."
Pew pew.
Pew pew.
Why doesn't?
That's a good gun noise. Dudes always have really it's good. Like they're like snowflakes. Every guy has a different gun noise. What's yours? Yeah. I think Gourley might have won that.
Oh, his wins, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Eagle Eye Gourley is the best gunslinger in the
do
West.
You guys have
the best audio gunslinger since Michael Winslow.
Machine gun noises?
Yeah, what kind do you want?
Machine gun?
There's your husband.
Oh, there. Shut up, Kumail.
Hey, Kumail.
Me?
Kumail loves
Matt
one
Gourley.
Of us.
He loves Matt Gourley.
It's me, you guys. Whoa. It is one of my favorite things
amazing.
To do to get my guy friends to do their machine gun noises.
Oh, that helps.
This is a very specific, okay? This is a helicopter minigun.
Oh. I'll give you the helicopter
dirt,
while
dirt.
You're shooting.
All right, ready? Go.
That's pretty.
The sound you're not hearing is my vagina drying up.
Oh, I can do that.
Oh yeah, how does that?
Ladies and gentlemen, her panties are still on.
That was maybe my favorite thing that I've ever been witness to.
Okay. Okay. Let's wrap this up. Yeah. Home stretch. Yeah. We're in the home stretch, here. Okay.
Bon and Camille have a nice last scene in the car.
They kiss.
Where he tries to kiss her and she stops him, right?
No, they kiss.
They kiss.
But
they
it's not like she pulls away.
I think
they both decide
they both
what's
get in
best.
There.
Watch it again. She's like, no, I'm reading her mind. Her mind is, I could love you, but you're still kind of damaged.
You're broken.
Yeah, I can't do this.
Yeah, you can kiss someone even if they're broken.
Yeah, but she just, because then she goes, there's something in there. I can't remember what she says or something. But
you're logging to the basement.
Yeah. So what does Bond find out from Quantum, and then what does he find out from Yusuf at the end? We don't know.
We don't know, and I'm okay that we don't know.
But you know what we found? You know what he found?
Yeah.
His Quantum of Solace.
He did find
he
it.
He did
That's
find
what it is.
Just a little
Seriously.
Bit. Yeah.
That's
I think
the title.
It's an incredibly gratifying. I think
I
it's
agree.
A very gratifying scene at the end of the movie where he explains to the Canadian Secret Service girl
I love it.
What's
from
happening.
Bones.
Yeah.
Or
she, I love that she can say, thank you.
Yeah, she just
so
was like,
quiet. You
all
barely.
Right.
Heard.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And then leaves.
There's a short story called Quantum of Solace. Have you read it?
Mm. In the For Your Eyes Only collection.
Bond is at a party, and this old captain or military guy tells the story of two friends, a married couple, and how they hate each other, and they just rip each other's self-confidence to shreds, and that their relationship had to end because it had no quantum of solace, no measure of comfort.
Oh, God.
And that's what it comes from.
That's lovely.
And he gets it at the end, but here's the thing.
Mm.
Let me throw this out to you guys.
Mm.
There were only so many Fleming titles left.
Yes,
you had,
correct.
Risiko.
Mm-hmm.
No one's going to do
no.
that.
The Hildebrand rarity.
You could
kind of love that.
Maybe if there's a girl named Hildebrand.
007 in New York wouldn't have worked for this.
This would have only worked for the second movie.
Quantum of Solace.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, Property of a Lady.
Oh,
which
I
think
Property
is
of a, lady.
A better title for this movie because of the necklace. And they could have incorporated it more in this.
Yeah.
They reference that title in Octopussy in the auction, but it's never had a movie title.
Yeah.
I think this movie should have.
I think if you're a scumbag dude, get a couple of different necklaces.
I also like that.
Don't give out the same necklace.
I
like to think that Quantum manufactures that necklace.
they give it out
jewelers.
For their
That's
people.
Like
yeah.
think. That's what I like to think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But here. I like that Judi Dench, and pretty much MI6 is just waiting outside to, if he kills her,
yeah,
if he
like
kills
letting him,
all right,
Yeah,
they're fine with that.
It's they're giving him the gift of his
get your revenge.
You've done such a good job, Jimmy.
You've killed so many other people.
Jimmy, also come on over here. Yeah. You've done such a good job that we're going to let you. Well, if you need to, just go for it.
I so badly because he walks off and he tosses the necklace, and I wanted Skyfall to open with M wearing the necklace. Like she's like, I know a deal with it. And it's just torturing him.
Every day he has to see that.
That would be fucking phenomenal. Then we see the gun barrel situation, which obviously three movies now, it's at the end instead of at the beginning.
And
which
did
I'm
you know he
about.
Walks away? This is the only time this happens. If you watch it long enough and it shrinks and shrinks and he does his shooting and then he's just like, whatever, and he walks out of the O.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That was just an outtake that they accidentally left in.
He's good to notice. Mm-hmm.
You guys are noticers.
Yeah. We are. We
have some Bond noticers and note takers.
I'm done. I covered all my notes.
Now, Emily, have we swayed your opinion of this movie at all? Do you like it more or less now that we've discussed it?
I think I might like it more. My only thing is it just didn't feel very fun to me.
Yeah, I think that's what it's missing.
I know that I know that you have to go through different, you got to have a gritty Bond and a really angsty Bond or whatever, but the movies are supposed to be at their core, it's a super fucking cool guy who's super sexy, and I didn't get any.
There's no quantum of humor.
There's no quantum of sexy, other than just looking at him, which is great, but I gotta use more fun. Yeah. But I didn't dislike it.
Because Casino Royale has all that, and there's no reason this one can't as well.
Yeah.
What, you dark and brooding? Get the fuck over it. You're James Bond.
Exactly.
Fuck some girls.
Yeah.
More than one.
That's as good a line to close on as any.
I think so. Emily, thank you for joining us.
Emily Gordon, do you have anything to plug?
I have a podcast called The Andor Kids.
Which you guys are going to tape right now.
Right now.
So listen up right after this. It's coming up.
It's coming up on your, whatever you're listening to, it'll come up.
Probably be out weeks before.
Could we follow you on Twitter?
You can follow me on Twitter at TheGynomite. That's TheGynomite.
I always pronounce it gynomite.
Me too.
A lot of people do. I know. Trust me. I have this conversation. If I thought about this when I set up my Twitter profile years ago, I probably wouldn't.
I really just thought it was some sort of feminist. I'm a dynamite vagina.
It is my burlesque dance name.
Yeah, but even then,
I'm learning so much about
dynamite vagina.
I was in an H&M with my friend, and that we were
dancing.
No,
that would be a great Bond name, dynamite vagina.
Yeah.
It's a little subtle.
Vaginamite.
Is it any more subtle than Holly Goodhead?
God. Yeah.
Well, my favorite line was, I guess I've always wanted to have Christmas in Turkey.
Christmas only comes once a year.
All right, I'm so sorry.
The worst.
I'll see myself out.
No,
I'm so
sorry. We agree that that is fucking... Yeah. There was an audible groan.
And are you also saying that to Denise Richards? Because go fuck yourself.
Yeah. Worst Bond girl, worst Bond.
What are you doing?
Line.
Get Tara Reid in here.
I disagree. Really? Not the worst Bond girl.
Who?
Halle Berry.
Oh, shit.
I'll fight
Them's
you on
fighting's
that.
Worth,
I'll fight
yeah.
you on that. Just on natural beauty alone.
No. You'll see. Okay. You'll see.
She is box office poison, that woman.
Look at her cheekbones.
Halle Berry.
Yeah.
These days? Horrible.
That
Nothing
haircut.
She's in is good.
That haircut. Denise Richards. That haircut on her. The Die Another Day Halle Berry haircut. Made her fucking cheekbones look like just two spires.
Look, I don't think she's great.
Is that good
movie.
Or bad?
Awful.
I actually don't know.
She looked like a fucking alien.
She looked gorgeous.
She looks like a fucking alien in that movie. Beautiful. Beautiful.
Next
woman.
Up, everybody, is Goldfinger with Ali and Georgia.
Yeah. Goldfinger.
That'll be a fun one.
In the meantime, get out there and fuck somebody.
In the meantime, get out there and get in there and watch some James Bond movies.
Yeah, we'll see you next week.
Mothballs.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.
Hey, this is Arnie Niekamp from the improv fantasy podcast Hello from the Magic Tavern. I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical land of Foon, and I started a podcast. Season 3 has just begun with a brand new adventure to defeat the Dark Lord. If you're a new listener or you've fallen behind, Season 3 is a great jumping on point. And we've got great guests like Justin McElroy.
I sound like a fancy college professor. Eight nuts.
Rachel Bloom.
You want to see my collection of men corpses and one woman?
Felicia Day and Colton Dunn.
You've seen me have intercourse with a variety of species.
It's a bummer.
Andy Daly.
You have the members of Genesis listed, but Phil Collins has crossed out and then circled and crossed out again.
Yes, I have killed Phil Collins twice.
Thomas Middleditch.
Jesus! I mean, Jazos! Ruler of the Eighth Circle!
And that's just the beginning. Season 3 of Hello from the Magic Tavern is out now. Listen listen in Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.